And I said, from now on, we're going to say Victory Day for World War One and World War Two. And we could do for plenty of other wars, but we'll start with those two. Maybe someday somebody else will add a couple of more because we won a lot of good ones. But when I see other countries celebrating Victory Day, I watched it. I watched UK. I watched Russia. They were celebrating Victory Day, World War II. And I said, we got to have a Victory Day. Nobody even talked about it in our country. But from now on, we're going to be celebrating Victory Day.
There you go, Patriots. We're going to celebrate Victory Day every day. We're seeing victory after victory after victory. And it's just amazing. If you have the eyes to see it, you can clearly see we have these amazing victories. There's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of naysayers, negative Nellies and all that. But I see the victory all around us. For those of you who are new, I'm Melissa Redpill. Welcome. This is my website right here, melissaredpill.com. And I look at how this is the current events in the light of God's Word. Because this is literally biblical, what we're experiencing. It's not just monumental. This is literally the end of this satanic criminal cabal that has been running the earth. I'm going to show you the most recent victories that we are witnessing. So definitely go and check out my website, Melissa Redpill. Definitely go and check out the wonderful truth about end times. It's the end times for them. No doubt, and this is what there's signs in the heavens. It's really, I'm going to show you some signs in the heavens here in just a little bit. You're going to love, and also just, you know, looking at how God has promised that this day would come and that we would rise up against them. And that's exactly what we're witnessing and what we are a part of. So pinch yourself and be so thankful that you are part of this. And make sure to always like and share this information because people need to see this. The church has been so, so terribly, terribly misled. They've infiltrated. There's lots and lots of infiltrators out there. So I want you to also check out the audiobooks over on melissaredpill.com so you can listen to how this is biblical and understand what I mean by that because we've been misled about end times. And also, here's our social media. Here's our wonderful information we have found about health. You're going to love it because we're getting our health back now. We're not waiting for the government to tell us, give us permission. We're getting our health back now with what God has provided and wonderful, amazing patriots. And I'm seeing people getting well right and left. So I just saw two today and they're just in tears. So hey to Deb and hey to Laura. Very, very exciting to see. So definitely check into all of these things because this is what it's going to take to get our health back. And then here are my videos. They're all sorted out by my wonderful team, Melly Cheryl. And so definitely check into that too. So definitely like, share, and subscribe and hit your notification bell so you know when we go live. All right. So this is what has happened today in between Russia and Ukraine. Very, very exciting news because the war is there. It's a ceasefire. It looks like they're going to have an agreement to end this war. I believe that by Christmas, all the wars will cease. I really do. It's going to be like the Christmas song. We always, you know, the angels singing, you know, joy to the world. The Lord has come and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. That's what we want to sing this Christmas and have it fulfilled in our day. I'm going to show you that at the end. I can't wait to show you that. Anyway, so here is Marco Rubio. I want you to hear what he has to say. And in my opinion, if Putin is agreeing to this, it's because he has rooted out the evil cabal that has been running Ukraine for all these years and has been trafficking children and drugs and arms and everything else, and bioweapons, and using Ukraine for a hotbed of criminal activity. So check out what Marco has to say. Check it out.
We made an offer that the Ukrainians have accepted, which is to enter into a ceasefire and into immediate negotiations to end this conflict in a way that's enduring and sustainable and accounts for their interests, their security, their ability to prosper as a nation. We'll take this offer now to the Russians, and we hope that they'll say yes, to peace. The ball is now in their court. And but again, the president's objective here is, number one, above everything else, he wants the war to end. And I think today Ukraine has taken a concrete step in that regard. We hope the Russians will reciprocate. Hey, we've made.
All right. If they're announcing this, we know from the 17 board, this is it's done. You know, this is just. similar to what happened with Gaza. As soon as they announced it, it was done. It was done. And so that's another huge victory, but I'm not even going to get into that because I did that actually on my most recent video. I'll show you that one. So just so many victories. I just have to, and not enough time to tell them all. Okay, so this is something that President Trump said yesterday, and it's a victory, but you might not recognize it because it became so controversial. He's talking about the H-1B visas. And so let me just explain to you how this works, and you know it. You know it. The media is fooled every time, but we're not fooled. Basically, President Trump will come out, and he'll say something very controversial. And at first, it sounds like that's just terrible. What do you mean? You're having providing jobs for people who are not even citizens of our country. It sounds outrageous. But then it will cause a stir. It'll cause everyone to get all upset. And then you'll have someone like Bessent who will come in, Secretary of Treasury Bessent, and explain what this means and how this is the issue and this is how President Trump is resolving it. So I want you to see what this is, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
For working families.
So yesterday, Laura Ingraham aired her interview from a couple of days ago, and they kind of clashed a little on H-1B visas, which you upped the fee to $100,000. I want you to watch this and tell me what you think.
Does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of foreign workers.
I agree, but you also do have to bring in talent.
We have plenty of talented people here.
No, you don't.
We don't have talented people here.
You don't have certain talents, and people have to learn. You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles.
Where do you stand, Mr. Secretary?
Okay, right. And so before he even says anything, I'll just say, do you know how to make a missile? Do you know how to make a battery? Do you have that training? And so, how do we get trained up? Because that has been taken out of our country. No one in our country has been has the skill for that. And so how do we get there to where we can have our that skilled labor in our country? And that's what Secretary Bessent is going to say.
For years, 30 years, we have offshored precision manufacturing jobs. And the president's point here is, we can't snap our fingers and say, you're going to learn how to build ships overnight. We want to bring semiconductor industry back to the U.S. There are going to be big facilities in Arizona. So I think the president's vision here is to bring in overseas workers where these jobs went.
Who have skills.
Who have the skills, 3, 5, 7 years, to train the U.S. workers, then they can go home. The U.S. workers fully take over.
Do you understand the concern that people have? Hey, an American can have that job. Why you give it to a guy from India?
But an American can have that job.
So it's specific skills.
Because we haven't built ships in the U.S. for years. We haven't built semiconductors. So this idea of overseas partners coming in, teaching American workers, then returning home, that's a home run.
Gotcha.
That makes perfectly good sense now, but what President Trump does is he'll say something that sounds so outrageous and so controversial and actually kind of rude, and it'll get everybody in a stir. He is a media genius, and then everybody wants to know, give us an answer. What do you mean by this? And so now here's a perfectly plausible answer. They took all of our factories and highly skilled factories overseas and paid pennies for the skills for the people to do this. We can do it. We just have to have that training. And like he said, they'll bring this in 3, 5, 7 years and get everyone in America trained up. But the great thing is this has been going on since the Clinton era. 72,000 factories went overseas, and now they're coming back. So there you go. There's a victory. Give me the victory sign. President Trump is doing all these things to make America great again and to have us work things that are not work jobs that are meaningful, that are, where we can provide for our families instead of, all being Uber drivers, So it's really, nothing about against Uber drivers. It's just we can't all be Uber drivers, right? All right, so that was a great, great answer. So that's a great victory. Now, this one, this guy right here, and I'm sorry I don't know his name, but he is talking to Secretary Bessent, and this is a victory because it exposed these people that they have what they call blind trusts. And so Secretary Bessent, when he took office, he had to relinquish all of his 401ks, all of his investments, and he got out of the stock market entirely because he is in a position that he could make a killing like Pelosi has done, like all of them have done. But he did not. And so I want you to notice this guy's face. You can tell that he is kind of shocked when he asks the question. He shouldn't have asked this on air, but he foolishly did. He asked, oh, but you have a blind trust. And he said, there's no such thing as a blind trust. In other words, those politicians like Nancy Pence and the rest of them who have had what they call blind trust so that you know, they're, oh, I'm not making money. That's just in this name of this LLC. There's no such thing. The government knows it all. They know if you have been having your hand in the cookie jar because it's against the rules. Okay, so I want you to see what he has to say. I love having good people in these positions of authority who are, honorable people who actually follow the rules. It's just so refreshing and wonderful. So give me a V for victory. Check it out.
Piss you off. Yesterday, the stock market...
Let me see. It's not quite loud enough. Let me see if I can make it out. I'm going to make it a little bit louder for you so you can actually hear what he says.
It took a pretty good jump on news that the shutdown might come to an end. A lot of people did very well on the stock market, I assume. And I assume that you probably were one of them, and good for you.
That would be an incorrect assumption because I had to sell all my stocks to become Treasury Secretary.
Sold them all?
Had really? To, yes.
But you have a blind trust, I would imagine.
There's no such thing as a blind trust.
Okay, thanks. So. Thanks for straightening me out on that. I hope...
Oh, that's awesome. That makes me so happy. Oh, you mean you're not one of them. You're not one of us who is cheating the system. There's no such thing as a blind trust. We know it all. We have it all. I love it. It makes me so happy to see that. And I love having, Secretary Bessent as someone who is just doing the right thing. And he's just, it's what's so great is when you have someone who's honorable and you can just tell when they speak, they're not hedging and they're not, going back and forth. It's just that, that would be wrong. I didn't make a lot of money on the stock market because I had to get rid of all my stocks. So I just absolutely love it. Of course, same thing with obviously, our wonderful President Trump, everybody knows that he is such an honorable person that we can completely trust him. So this is my wonderful friend. I don't know her, but anyway, at Promethean Action, and she is talking about this great victory at about the BBC. I don't know if you saw, I posted it on the social media that the two top people at the BBC were fired, let go, retired, whatever it is, they were canned, okay? And so the question is, what's going on? Well, there are two big issues. One is that Steele dossier that they made up, and that is how they started this whole Russia hoax. And so also just recently it came out, and I've shown you these videos where President Trump was speaking to us on January 6th, and they took that video and they've played with it, and that made it look like he was saying something that he was not, as if we were going to go and attack the Capitol. And so this is obviously not what their job is, and they were caught doing it. And so it's but the thing that she brings up is it's they're not just a regular media company that's independent. They are the media arm of the political elite, the British imperial top dogs, okay, the whatever you want to call them, the gangsters. So check it out, see what she has to say. Really great, succinct explanation.
Has been outed. BBC Director General Tim Davey and the head of news have both resigned after it was shown that they doctored video footage of Donald Trump on January 6th. Trump is demanding an apology and threatening to sue for $1 billion. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. Here's what most people don't understand. The BBC isn't just some media company. It operates under a royal charter granted by the British Crown. It is an instrument of the British government and British intelligence, period. It's one arm of an apparatus that we've documented for years. We've shown that it was the British who were behind Russiagate, the entire operation to destroy Trump. Remember the Steele dossier? Christopher Steele, former MI6. Remember the 2018 House of Lords report that warned that a second Trump term would end the U.S.-UK special relationship? Or remember the House of Lords hearing that I reported on back in August, where Obama's NATO ambassador admitted to the British Lords that Trump had just ended 80 years of global control? The British know what's happening, even if most Americans don't.
There you go. I appreciate that. And that's what we always have to remember when we're looking at this. And we do. We really talk about that because we understand that who we're fighting is the cabal. And really the head of the cabal is the British elite, the crown, the City of London. And so remembering that the BBC has been their top media arm, along with Reuters and those top ones. This one, BBC has been their media darling. And so once the BBC says something, then everybody else follows suit, right? That's basically all you have to do to merchandise all these lies. And that's what they have done for all these years. And they've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Now, I wanted to make sure that you saw that. You also saw, I mentioned yesterday, I think, that J.P. Morgan is under investigation for trying to for canceling President Trump's Trump Media's bank account. They canceled his bank account right when they were trying to go public, and so that's the cabal's financial arm. So their financial arm of J.P. Morgan and their media arm of the BBC are both being slammed, and that is very, very, very good news. So give me another V. Are y'all doing that? Y'all give me a V out there. Okay, so how about this one? This is about Bill and Hillary Clinton and how they're getting in big trouble. They've just uncovered FBI Director Cash has uncovered a hidden cache of Clinton Foundation documents, evidence long kept from investigators. All right, so I want you to hear what she has to say about this one. It's so time. It's past time, but it's the right time. It's God's time.
Clinton corruption files. Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Cash Patel have now shown Congress documents about former President Bill and former First Lady Hillary Clinton's foundation and evidence that they collected donations from foreign and domestic interest-seeking influence. And the fact that AG Bondi and Director Patel just found this new cache of documents is raising concerns that this evidence was kept from previous prosecutors investigating the Clinton Foundation and the pay-to-play allegations against the Clinton family, a decade ago. So officials familiar with the matter have said that the documents will make clear that there was some kind of effort to obstruct legitimate inquiries into the foundation by blocking real investigation by line-level FBI agents and DOJ field prosecutors and keeping them from following the money. So you can read more about this bombshell story over at Just the News. Clinton.
That's so fun. Oh, just be still my heart. We are all ready to see them being prosecuted. And so finally, they're saying for all these years, these documents that had the evidence were kept. So where these documents were found and released, it hasn't been shown out yet. But that's either way, we have it now. Cash Patel has it now. And he has reported that now. He's announced that. All right, so that's another big victory. Oh, we cannot go through all of this and leave Hillary Clinton, standing. Okay, so because of all these things that I've just talked about, all the things that we are going right to the head of the beast, they, of course, have to attack back. Well, nothing they've ever tried to do has ever worked. You see now that today they were trying to come out and say, oh, President Trump he had something to do with someone. Jeffrey Epstein said that this young girl, that he was involved with this young girl. And what they didn't do, they redacted the name, which has been unredacted, and it's Virginia Giuffre. Of course, Virginia Giuffre said that President Trump did nothing wrong. He was never involved in any of these things. But they used this all over social media and used all their media assets that they could come up with to push this out into the mainstream as if President Trump did something wrong. And it's just such a nothing burger, but it's pure evil. It really just reveals how evil they are. So check this out.
Big headline this morning about Epstein and Trump and this underage victim that Trump reportedly spent hours with. if anything proves to you just how vile the people that we're dealing with are, how disgusting the media is, and how aligned the Democrat agenda is with the broader mainstream media, this story is everywhere. New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, every cable channel. This is the front page. This is the big top story. And it alleges something absolutely heinous, that Trump spent hours at his house with one of the victims of Epstein. And it just leaves it right there because they just want you to see that headline. Trump spent hours with a victim. Oh, what comes into your head when you think about that headline? That's exactly what they want you to do. Here's the problem, and this is how disgusting these people are. They redact the name of the alleged victim, and they did that for a reason, because the name of that victim would blow up their whole story. So they redact that part. Republicans were quick to unmask that redaction. The name is Virginia Giuffre, a young lady who, in depositions and also in her own memoir, a book that she wrote, said that Donald Trump never did anything wrong and was a perfect gentleman the entire time. They conceal that, and now your entire X feed and the media are all just out there alleging, oh, this is the smoking gun. See, he's a pedophile. This is how sick and twisted these people are. They are vile creatures.
Yeah, that's right. So if you see anything like that, go ahead and post and respond to it. Be on the X comments and push back on all of this, because this is completely unfair. And how many times did they try to do this? I mean, it's like a million times. And he's pure as the driven snow, it appears, because they can't get him on anything. He hasn't done anything. He just didn't do it. All right. So, we know that. So here's also this Wolf. I don't know if you've heard of, Michael Wolf. Let me read to you what's happening here with this, because this is another thing they're trying to expose President Trump as far as the Epstein. But then just before, I just don't want to forget that on the House floor, I can't remember the name, but one of the congressmen tried to bring up for the Epstein files to be released, and they said basically nothing doing. The Democrats didn't want to do it. And if I know that procedurally they said, oh, it was because they had not gone through the committee and the committee had not approved it. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If the committee had wanted it done, it would have been done. If the Democrats wanted it done. And the only reason that was not done is because they know that President Trump they won't be able to get him. But they will. The Epstein files, per Alan Dershowitz, have high names in politics and in business. And that's why they don't want them to see the light of day. All this time they've been saying, release the Epstein files. They don't want to release the Epstein files. That was proven today. All right, so let me get to this. In his correspondence with Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein referred to Trump as the dog that never barked, claiming that the alleged victim spent many hours at his home. The context of these comments remains unclear. In other emails, Epstein wrote that Trump knew about the girls and asked Ghislaine to stop. He also discussed with writer Michael Wolf of the possibility of blackmailing Trump early in his presidential campaign. In July, Musk stated that Trump's name appeared in Epstein's case files, which is why some of the files were not released. The White House called the publication a political leak and an attempt to discredit him. Of course, that's what they're trying to do. They have this whole group of documents, and these are the only three things that they were able to scrape together, and they're a nothing burger. This is nothing. Oh, he said that he's the dog that didn't bark, and he spent time with these girls, and it's Ghislaine Max, it's Virginia Giuffre, who, as that young man was saying, he didn't do anything. She said he was a perfect gentleman. So yeah, this is all they've got. That's all they've got. They can't get anything on him because he didn't do anything. He's fighting to save the children, save the girls, not in voice, but not to harm them. Of course, we all know that. How many times do we have to go through this, right? All right. So that's the email right there that where they were talking about that, and that they're trying to push it out there and get everybody all in a stir, and we're not falling for it. No one is falling for it. All right. So big old victory. President Trump wins again, and they are exposed as being just vile, pathetic, evil creatures. now. This is, you might not have been watching some of these things with Candace Owens, but I'm telling you, she is being slammed right, left, and center. That tells me right there that she is onto something huge, and they are doing everything to shut her down. There are a lot of people online who are talking about a lot of different things, but it's like they've called in everybody to attack Candace Owens. So on this little clip that I wanted you to hear is that she has found a very interesting connection. And so what this really, what she's boiling down to is that a lot of these pastors are former military people, and that they are involved in something very strange, and that they are definitely attacking her and supporting the Zionist cause. And so I want you to hear this, because it points to what happened. But on the, remember the Las Vegas massacre, like 58 people were shot and killed, and it just was buried in the news. Nothing ever came of it. She's found another very strange connection, and about someone who was at the Las Vegas massacre. They lived through that, and then they died mysteriously at another shooting, very strange, that no one even heard about, and they're connected to this, quote, pastor, Rob McCoy. Check this out.
Shooting happened. Largest mass shooting in American history, and it was almost instantly covered up. 58 people were murdered. More than 600 others were injured. And they told us that it was just a lone shooter, Stephen Paddock, some crazy guy who acted alone. Conspiracy theorists said it was a military operation, and there was a ton of evidence to support that, okay? Fast forward a year later, on November 7th of 2018, and there's almost this, like, Las Vegas shooting hangover that happens in Thousand Oaks, California. Oddly, about 40 people who were at the Las Vegas shooting were all at the Borderline bar one night when a Marine, whose family knows Rob McCoy, well, Rob McCoy is friends with that Marine, decides to storm into a bar and conduct a mass shooting. And a victim of that bar shooting was a 27-year-old Navy veteran who had survived the Las Vegas shooting. So it just makes me wonder, was he a victim or was he a target? Right? We have to start asking these questions. This is a headline from the BBC regarding the Las Vegas shooting, the Thousand Oaks shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill. The Las Vegas shooting survivor being among the dead. We're not getting answers to any of these questions. And they're telling everybody that these are just conspiracies. It's always a conspiracy when you start questioning these Fed narratives. One survivor said that the group of them were meeting up for a second time in about a year, having, I guess, like a little Las Vegas reunion, and that's why they were all there. The point being is, following this, a month after this, Rob McCoy then gets elected mayor of Thousand Oaks. He's mayor for a year. And I'm just starting to ask a lot of questions about what is happening here. Who is funding these groups? Who is funding these pastors? Who is funding these churches? We're getting a lot of weird stories about these churches that are coming out. I shared something over the weekend about Romanian sex trafficking on my X feed that is involving one of these churches, one of these big churches out in California. And I'm saying it's time to start prodding the narrative, because I'm thinking that perhaps faith has been hijacked. And like I said, and we are going to have some explosive stuff for you on Wednesday that we have discovered about this Charlie case. The faith element is compelling, and I am not convinced that these people that stand on stages and tell you to stop following Tucker Carlson are working on behalf of the Lord, okay? I don't think that that's the case. I think these people that are telling you that you are not allowed to question Israel or you're going to go to hell are not working on behalf of God. I think that they worship specific people with military ties. In fact, they are just following orders. But there's a picture here that's emerging that we should not ignore. So we will pause there before we get into some of these.
I really appreciate her bringing this out. Oh, help me. here I am. I really appreciate her bringing this out because the deep state has been exposed for years, but the deep church really has not, and it's really been because of the Charlie incident. And that's what I posted today when I posted this. The Charlie incident, I said, I called it. This is going to expose the deep church and that these pastors are controlled, that they speak only what they are told to speak. And that's the problem. You know, that's the whole thing. Like when I've told you about on the book, This Is Biblical, End Times, This Is Biblical, it's got 17 Bible stories. Look at the one in there on Balaam, because he was a prophet for hire. He would say whatever they wanted him to say. Now, on this very interesting day, he was not allowed, the Lord wouldn't let the words come out of his mouth. That's very, very interesting. But anyway, this is what is being exposed before all the world. We have to know that these people are not who they purport themselves to be. As she said, I do not believe that they are working on behalf of the Lord. So this is one of these pastors, Pastor Mark Driscoll, and there was something, and I didn't pull it up to share with you on this video, but something about that he was involved in something, and I'm sorry, I can't remember what it was, but I will post it on the social media, and so you can, you know, you'll see that on my feed. But here's what he is saying, that she needs help. He's talking like a pastor. Oh, I'm her pastor, and I think, you know, not that he's her pastor, but as a pastor, I feel that she needs help, and she, you know, and he even says, oh, that, you know, her husband, she needs to get, you know, do whatever her husband says. Basically, her husband needs to get her in check. I'm telling you, this is not a good look, because she is trying to get to the bottom of, in my strong opinion, she's trying to, if you listen to it, you can see very clearly that she's trying to get to the bottom of what is going on. There were people caught in lies. Why are they lying? Why are they promoting for Tyler Robinson to be prosecuted? And I, you know, my opinion is that Kash Patel is giving them enough rope to hang themselves, because they're exposing that they are trying to push a patsy on the world. And if they really loved Charlie, like clearly Candace does, then they would be wanting to know who was the true killer. And if they're pushing a patsy, that makes you think, what are you involved in? It really makes you suspicious. And how is Israel involved and all that? So she's connecting a lot of these dots. And when people come out like this, and in mass, not just one person, but a lot of different pastors, it makes you wonder. Okay, check this out.
She's lost touch with reality. You know, honestly, from a pastoral perspective, I feel sorry for her. I pray for her. If she has a husband who is present, or she's got a pastor who cares, she needs to get an evaluation. And honestly, she needs to take a break, because she's become obsessed with Charlie Kirk in a way that is really unhealthy for a married woman. And also, she's tried to make herself the de facto defender and spokesperson for the legacy of Charlie Kirk. And that is the sole discretion of his wife, Erica, who did an incredible job on her interview this week. And she's a really remarkable, incredible, grieving widow. This is the problem with the internet, is the crazier you are, the more attention you get, but the less helpful you are. She's lost.
Okay, there's so much wrong with that. It's really hard to know where to start. But this whole idea that he's concerned about her, I'm not buying any of that. And then he's saying that, oh, she needs to talk to her husband, and that she's not the one who really needs to be concerned about getting the truth out about Charlie. It's for all of us. I didn't know Charlie. I didn't know him. But it is in my interest and your interest to get to the truth of what happened with Charlie. And I believe this is exposing the FBI investigations and how they've been run since JFK and before. I believe it's exposing the deep church. It's exposing how they do hostile takeovers, whoever this is, as far as like the powers that be, you know, do these hostile takeovers. All of this is being exposed. And as I said on my video I did just the other day, actually I should pull that one up. The one that I did about the six people working with Trump and Candace was one of them. I think that this is part of this exposure. This whole thing is part of the exposure, and they are all proving themselves to be in on it one after another after another. And so she's naming names. She's talking about various different. She brought up Lance Wall now. I mean, she's bringing up so many of these who are sounds like mouthpieces. Okay, so I want you to see that. And then, let's see, here was one that says, in May of this year, a billionaire paid out a large sum of money to pastors to push anti-Candace and anti-Tucker propaganda to their churches. This is what people need to know. This is a big problem. Everybody's been looking down their noses at the Catholic Church, but looky here. If you've been hearing at your church anti-Candace and anti-Tucker propaganda, you need to run to the door and never go back. That is not their job. That is not their job. Yeah, and so they're trying to get to the bottom of certain things, and they are trying to expose the truth, and I thank God for them. You know, and what I would want and pray for is for more pastors to do the same. And I'm out here trying as hard as I can to get truth out to a biblical, you know, from the Bible, from the current events, all of these things, getting the truth out. And I know that's what you guys are trying to do too. Anyway, they all preach the same message on the same weekend to their congregations. Looky there. How about that? All right. So the other thing is where Candace is saying something else. Here we go. Did I play this one for you?
It reminds me of what happened to Charlie. Right.
Okay, I don't think I played this one for you. Okay, I think I played another one for you. Hold on.
Okay, kind of sort of reminds me of what happened to Charlie, right? This is kind of where this is going. Turning Point Faith, everywhere that I'm investigating, Turning Point Faith keeps coming up. These characters keep coming up, and there's a pattern that I'm noticing that a lot of these mainstream pastors and preachers actually come from high-ranking military families. High-ranking military families have been around for a long time, ties to the Navy, ties to the Air Force, Frank Turek, Air Force, Rob McCoy. We discussed about his background, his naval background, psychological operations. They're literally named like a fleet of ships after his father. Like there was like the McCoy Naval something. Lance Wallnau, he's no different. He graduated from a military academy. His father, Carl Wallnau, was a major in the United States Air Force. Okay, Wallnau served under General Patton after the war. He then continued his adventures as a field engineer for Standard Oil, okay, building high-pressure liquid propane installations throughout political revolutions in the world. So he would go and do that in Haiti, in Cuba, Dominican Republic, places that I would argue
when it were in it to be
that
right
cause a lot of drama in. I'm just saying. So Lance fits the pattern well. Gotta say,
okay. Anyway, so yeah, I'm sorry. I was listening. I was trying to find that other one for you. This is the one where I was showing the top six people that I believe are very possibly in on President Trump's military operation. And so, really, you know, I think that she is working tirelessly to expose them. And I don't know if she knows that. That Charlie is alive, because I really feel that he is. You know, if she does, then she is one of the best actresses in the entire world, because you can tell from her heart that she's really just fighting for truth. But I think that you and I are on whatever it is, we're trying to get to the truth of what is going on with these pastors. What is so strange that people would lie about these text messages and say that these are not real text messages? Literally today, she opened up her phone and said, no, this is a real text message. And she showed it to people on her phone. I mean, the lies are outrageous. So anyway, this is the one where I talked about the six that I think are likely working with him. All right. So I want you to see that too. Very, very exciting days that they're being exposed. It says in the book of Revelation that not only the beast, but also the false prophet. So you think of the beast as this, the New World Order cabal, this globalist control construct, the bankers that City of London, the ones at the top, the head of the beast, they will be cast out, as well as the false prophet, and they'll never come back again. So those who have knowingly done this and worked against humanity using religious institutions, that's who it is that is the false prophet. Now, you could actually have some of these false, like the BBC. These people who have lied intentionally, and it's treasonous lies to harm humanity, lying about COVID, lying about the jab, lying about, these are the ones that are being cast out, not just religious leaders, but anyone who's a false prophet, a false media, someone else who's promulgating lies, okay, packaging these lies and merchandising these lies, okay? So I'm just really, really thankful for that victory, for all this to be exposed. And so, yeah, it's just very important that people see the truth. And so I'm not sad when it's exposed, because the problem has been there for a long, long time, but it has been hidden. And as the Bible says, that nothing will be hidden, that it will not be revealed. It's being revealed right now. So big old victory. Okay, so here is something really, really cool that I believe is happening at Christmas. Did you guys see this? And if you didn't, please go. It's still pinned over on my social media. If it's not when you watch this video, go look at just search on my Melissa Red Pill and just search for let's see, General Washington. I don't think I have that much, or Christmas Eve. Check this out. So I wanted you to see this because this is really cool. What is happening on Christmas?
Wanted to share it with you. I hope you're having a great day. I'm Melissa Red Pill. We look at how these events are biblical. And you might not be aware of this, but in the book of Revelation, it talks about these heavenly wonders. Especially, there's one at the end of the Battle of Armageddon, where we toss out these satanic criminal cabal minions out on their can. So I'm going to show you this verse, and then I'm going to show you what's happening in the heavens. Super, super cool. So here's the first thing. In Revelation chapter 19, it says, and this is the chapter it's talking about the end of the Battle of Armageddon, okay? I saw an angel standing in the sun, shouting to the vultures flying high in the sky, come gather together for the great banquet God has prepared. Come and gather to eat the flesh of kings, generals, and strong warriors, of horses and their riders, of all humanity, both free and slave, small and great. Everybody who's been involved in this whole criminal cabal, come and let's destroy them. Okay, and it says, though, there's an angel standing in the sun. Well, an angel, another word for an angel, is a messenger. And there are messenger stars. They are called wandering stars. There are five of them: Venus, Jupiter, Mercury, Mars, and Saturn. And so I was like, okay, is there something really cool going on, by the end of the year? Okay, so then I looked at this. You remember Ed Martin came on to Bannon's show, and he said this.
There's a million steps, but I would say on the big picture, J6. Look, you're seeing the J6 stuff breaking. I can't talk about a lot of it, but you're seeing that stuff breaking. That's because it's a regular, it's like a drip, 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 where we're making regular progress. Now, don't get...
Okay, there you go. So he's talking about things are happening. Earlier in the interview, he talked about how things are going very, very quickly. And then Cash Patel on this video, listen at the end, he says that these things will be happening by the end of the year. By like the end of December. Okay, so check this out.
These indictments that you've seen and the ones that you're going to see coming up here in this near future are just the beginning. But I have to remind the audience one thing. Everybody's like, it's 7 months. What have you guys been doing?
Yeah.
Well, they spent 20 years building this disease temple of corruption. It takes a little bit of time to defeat it and beat it down. And I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm asking you to look at the work the men and women of the FBI have done so far in these 7-8 months and just imagine what we're going to do come the year end.
Come the year end. Okay, so let me just show you what's happening in the sign in the heavens. Okay, so Venus is going to try to catch up with, okay, here we are on October 25th. If you fast forward, Venus in the red marks is trying to catch up with the sun. And so you just keep going day by day by day, and then it starts to catch up. And as we get into December, you start to see that it gets really, really, really close. And so at the end of December, on the 25th, Venus is standing in the sun. And the reason I think this is super cool is, did our ancestors know about the 25th? Did they know about, you know, December 25th being a very special day? Of course, that is also dark to light. It's the darkest day of the year and dark to light. But did they know that that was the day of our deliverance? Is that why we've always been like looking forward to Christmas, anticipating Christmas? I just wonder if there's something really big going to happen by Christmas of this year. I just think that maybe it is. If you haven't checked out my site, go to melissaredpill.com.
All right, so that is pretty cool. And don't forget that George Washington went and destroyed the Hessians on Christmas Eve. I'm just saying. And Christmas Eve is actually the beginning of the day, beginning of Christmas Day. Remember, it starts in the evening, and that's when the day starts. So he went and destroyed them, basically, on Christmas. So I'm just saying, it's happened before. It could happen again. All right, so I'm going to just read to you a real quick on a little bit out of the book, The Golden Age. This is the chapter on, let's see, which one is this one? This one is the chapter on The Golden Age of Joy. Okay, so here's my book, The Golden Age. This is the newest one that I have done. And I only have four people who've reviewed. So if you have gotten the book, I know a lot of people are just now getting the book. Whenever you get the book, go and do a review of it. And someone was saying that they just couldn't even put it down because it's just so time for hearing good news, isn't it? So here I'm going to show you something really cool that it talks about in various verses. It says that then you will know that I am the Lord. And so I pulled several verses about that. When this happens, then you will know that I am the Lord. When this happens, you will know that I am the Lord. And so it's a picture of, we will have such great joy and we'll know that the Lord did this for us, that he did this and he rescued us, and it's because he loves us and that he's been waiting. And there's a verse it says that I've long been silent, but I will now groan and pant like a woman in labor. If you've ever been in labor, you know it's like there's no stopping it once it gets started. And so he had to wait until our exile was over. And now he is fighting hard to rescue us from these criminals. And he's excited just as much as we are that we're getting set free. But I just want you to check that chapter out. I think you'll really like that, to see that all these wonderful things happening. And then we'll know for sure that he's the Lord who rescued us. That it was the Lord. It wasn't that we were smart or we, even worked together, which we are smart and we are working together, but it was really the Lord. And it says in Daniel, I think it's chapter 7, it says that, well, they'll be rescued, but not by human hand. The Lord himself is rescuing us. So anyways, you can check out all of these. We'll forever know that what he has done for us. So anyway, then you will know that I, Yahweh, am your Savior and your Redeemer. Then you will know that I, Yahweh, am your Savior and your Redeemer. Then you will know, then the nations will know that I am Yahweh. So there are more, all these things will happen and you will know. So one other quick thing I want to read before we go is Revelation 11:15. The seventh angel sounded and great voices in heaven followed, saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever. Forever and ever. The 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God's throne fell on their faces and worshiped God. So they have thrones, but they sit on the, before the Lord's throne, saying, we give thanks to you, Lord God, the Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The Lord is being seated to reign, to rule and reign on this earth. That is what we are witnessing. It's a beautiful day. So give me some more V's. Give me some victories. So yeah, definitely check out. You might want to check out this video that I just did. Like I said, this one about Trump's secret. All these six people. Are these six people part of the military op? I think you'll really enjoy that one. And definitely check into that, as well as definitely check into all this wonderful information about the health. I added the pet health one over here. I added the link for that for you guys, as well as I've got the wonderful information about the probiotics. If you haven't looked into that, definitely check into that, as well as the chlorine dioxide. You've got to make sure that you get completely detoxed. Very, very good news. So check it out. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are going to reign on this earth. This is what we are witnessing, and the end of their rule over us, and that you will rule. And we will know that you are the Lord and that you have rescued us. Lord, thank you for all the victories. Thank you for all these ones who are panicking because they realize that it's their end. It's the end times for them. And Lord, we would really like it to be Christmas. We would love it. We've been looking forward to Christmas for a long, long time. And boy, that would be a great day to celebrate that joy to the world. The Lord has come. That would be a great thing to celebrate, that you have rescued humanity. And that what did the angels say? That goodwill toward men, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Thank you, Lord, for these wars ceasing. Thank you, Lord, that there'll be peace all over the world. Thank you, Lord, there'll be joy and knowledge and truth and justice and freedom all over the world, and beauty and entertainment and no more of this evil. We just thank you for the beautiful future that you have prepared for us in your wonderful kingdom. Come inherit the kingdom that has been prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. Thank you, Lord. We love you, and we ask you to guide us. I pray you bless all of the ones who are listening. I pray you bless every effort that they do to get the truth out, and strengthen them and provide for them and protect them and bless their health. And I pray this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, love you guys. I guess that's it. I guess I could play this little clip of our wonderful president, and then we'll jet out of here, and I will talk to you later.
For World War I, for World War II, and frankly, for everything else, under the Trump administration, we're restoring the pride and the winning spirit of the United States military. That's why we have officially renamed the Department of Defense back to the original name, Department of War. And remember, we won World War I, we won World War II, we won everything in between, we won everything that came before, and then we brilliantly decided to change the name of this great thing that we all created together, and we became politically correct.